Well, the morning show is pleased to welcome from the Tioga County Veteran Service Agency, Dennis Mullen. He's out of bed. He's rearing to go even an hour earlier than normal. And he's here with us. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks, Matt. Glad to be here.
Appreciate you coming down today. So a couple of big events coming up for March here for Tioga County Veteran Services. Let's start in with the first one, a free women's breakfast that's going to be coming up. Tell us all about what that is.
Well, it's Women's Veterans Month. The U.S. military is about 15% female now, and we're going to honor our women veterans here in Tioga County. We have a free breakfast at from 9 to 11:30 at the American Legion in Owego. We're going to have full gamut of whatever you want, eggs, hash brown, sausage, bacon. We're going to have some pastries and fresh fruit, but we also have two speakers that are local, which and one is Katie Strong. She's a Owego resident who's a female vet. She also runs Clear Path Outreach in Broome County. It's an outreach program for veterans. And they serve also Tioga County, the southern tier. And then we're going to have Emma Strong from the Tioga County historian. And Emma, if you've ever met Emma, she is excellent. She does great work, and she's very enthusiastic about giving a little bit of a presentation, maybe 15, 20-minute presentation about women veterans and women who have served in the U.S. military who are Tioga County residents. So we're going to do that, going to have some just good fellowship and have everybody give an opportunity to represent our female vets and honor their service. And we're really pleased and proud to be able to do that.
Now, this includes their spouses coming as well, I would assume.
Yeah, it's a plus one. So we, you can reach out to us at our email address. It's veterans@TiogaCountyNY. That's all one word, .gov. And just let us know if you're in, if you're coming. And if it, you're coming by yourself or you're bringing a guest. So we're just got to have a number so we can know how much food for the American Legion to make for us.
And what's the phone number they can call if they don't have mail?
The phone, if you don't have email, it's 607-687-8222, I think is the one number.
8228. You were close.
228. Yeah, there's, that's the message line. 8228.
There you go.
So we got that. They can call, leave a message, and we're open 8:30 to 5 every day too. So you, if you call, we'll make sure you get on the list, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Excellent. Now, the second thing that's on the calendar is at the end of the month, on March 27th, Veterans Day ceremony. Tell us what that's going to be.
It's a Vietnam Veterans Day, a Memorial Day for them. It's actually March 29th, but we're doing it on the 27th because the 29th is Sunday and it's Palm Sunday. So we're going to do our ceremony on Friday right at the Courthouse Square at the Vietnam War Memorial. We're going to do the Reef Lane at 10:30, and then we're going to have a fish fry luncheon at the VFW in Owego, here in Owego. And that will run from right after the ceremony until about 2 o'clock. And that's also, we'd like you to pre-register if we got so we know how much food to have. John's Finds Food is going to be providing the food for the fish fry. I had their fish fry on Friday. It's excellent. So should be good food and an opportunity to, once again, to honor our Vietnam vets and, you know, say thank you to those vets that, you know, we didn't do a good job when they got home. You know, a lot of them, you know, where's my parade and stuff, but we want to honor our Vietnam vets, and our Vietnam vets are starting to get a little older. I'm 61 and I'm a Gulf War era vet, and most of our Vietnam vets are in their 70s to 80s now, and we want to make sure that we let them know we appreciate their service to our country.
Well, that's a good way to do it right there. Once again, they can call the phone number or email in order to come to the dinner and everything. Yep. As well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. It's one of the events that we really look forward to. And I just want to say thank you to the VFW. They've been awesome in helping us out and providing the facility and helping us put this together this year. And you know, we really work with the fraternal organizations in Tioga County. We really appreciate all their efforts. American Legion, Marine Corps League, the VFWs, and both Waverly and Owego and the American Legion and Candor and Nichols and Owego. These organizations do a lot of good work for our vets, and we couldn't do what we do without them. So I want to just say thank you to them.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dennis Mullen from the Tioga County Veterans Service Agency. We've talked a little bit about the free women's breakfast coming up at the American Legion Post 401. That's going to be Saturday. That'll be this coming Saturday, March 14th, starting at 9 a.m. until 11:30 right there. It's going to be re-registration required and regular breakfast fare. Also, we've been talking about the Vietnam Veterans Day ceremony coming up Friday, March 27th, 10:30 a.m. wreath-laying ceremony in front of the courthouse here. And that's going to be followed by a luncheon at VFW Post 1371 from 12 until 2 p.m. 207 Main Street. Fish fry is the menu. Registration for both events are required. You can call 687-8228 or email veterans at TiocaCountyNewYork.gov. As we wrap things up here this morning, Dennis, you've got some other things on tap for April. Tell us about that.
Well, April is Military Families Month, and specifically the children. And we know there's going to be an Easter break for the kids, and we're putting together a bowling outreach event at the three bowling alleys in Tioga County. That's our intent. We're up in Newark Valley and in Owego, and down at Waverly, the bowling alleys in those three locations. And we'll have information soon out on our web, on our Facebook page. And, you know, as always, we just like people to pre-register so we know how much food to have and stuff available. But we did that last year, and it's a good event, and usually do that where you can get the kids out while they're on Easter break and give you something to do with them. And we appreciate the families. Vietnam, the veterans do what they do because they get support from their families and their communities.
Very good. Any other parting thoughts here as we wrap it up?
No, I just want to thank Radigan Media and WEBO and you, Matt, for having us as much as you do, and helps us get the word out where we get a lot of vets that come in and they find out about us through the radio and the your guys' Facebook page and website, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't even know you were here." You know, we're here to serve the veterans of Tioga County, and we take a lot of pride in that. I'm very humbled to help some of our vets, and we've had some real success lately on some of the cases. We've been able to get our veterans the benefits that they so richly deserve, and I just appreciate your guys' support, the community's support, because we're helping the vets and getting them the resources and help that they need.
Very good. If you missed any portion of this interview, we're going to post it up along with details on both of these events that are forthcoming at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. Dennis, thank you for coming in this morning.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for having me on.
It's coming up this morning on 820. This is the WEBO Morning Show.